With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Residents in parts of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming are preparing for an early season snowstorm, while their neighbors to the south are under a red flag warning for critical fire conditions. National Weather Service officials issued winter storm warnings and watches in western Montana, northwestern Wyoming, and the Idaho Panhandle from Friday evening through Sunday. Weather Service officials say the storm could be a historically significant early season snow event that brings record cold for September. Up to 3 feet of snow and blizzard conditions are forecast for the plains along Montana's Rocky Mountain front. Meanwhile, high wind and low humidity prompted Weather Service officials today to issue fire danger warnings in central and southeastern Wyoming. They say any fire that develops will spread rapidly. Montana wildlife officials have been unable to locate a grizzly bear that mauled an Ohio hunter in southwestern Montana. Fish, wildlife, and parks wardens began investigating Tuesday, shortly after the attack was reported in the Gravelly Mountains. Today, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesman Morgan Jacobson said the hunter reported he was walking through blown-down timber when he was attacked by a bear at close range. He said he fired several shots at the bear until it left. Investigators did find evidence the bear was injured. The Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest has posted signs warning visitors of bear activity. Tuesday's mauling happened about 8 miles south of where the three hunters were injured in two separate bear attacks on September 16th. The bear or bears involved in those attacks were not found. Montana's wheat farmers say they've been given a glimmer of hope with an initial trade deal reached this week between the U.S. and local grain growers' largest buyer, Japan. MTPR's Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The deal announced by the two countries Wednesday begins to mend pain felt by farmers and ranchers in the ongoing trade war. Expected to take effect by the start of next year, the agreement lowers or removes tariffs on American goods like wheat, beef, pork, corn, and more. This means U.S. producers will be able to sell to Japan on equal footing as other countries in the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, the multinational free trade agreement that replaced an agreement President Trump pulled out of in 2017.
I think this is going to be an exceptional deal for Montana.
Lyle Benjamin is the president of the Montana Grain Growers Association.
The details that I've seen so far look like the agreement for wheat and barley will be very much like what would have been in the CPTPP protocol. If we had still been in that.
He says most wheat farmers broke even or lost money last year. According to the Montana Wheat and Barley Committee, state growers lost around $150 million this year because of trade disputes. President Donald Trump is working to strike new deals around the world over his concern of tens of billions of dollars in trade imbalances. Montana wheat farmers didn't support withdrawing from the original TPP trade deal. Benjamin says the trade partnership with Japan is a start, but wants to see more deals with other countries, the same countries that are in the new TPP.
It got all those agreements in place in with one signature. Now we need to go look for 11 or 12 signatures to achieve the same thing.
The Montana Stock Growers Association, Montana Farm Bureau, and all three members of Montana's congressional delegation are also calling the trade agreement a win for the state's agriculture jobs. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
The seasons are changing in Montana, and so are the hours of some of the ports of entry with Canada. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kay Erickson has the details.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection plans to close the Chief Mountain Port of Entry in the northeast corner of Glacier National Park for the winter on Monday at 6 p.m. Chief Mountain is on Montana Highway 17, which closes for the winter at the Glacier border. CBP announced that the Wild Horse Port northwest of Havre will go to winter hours of 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. starting October 1st. The ports of Delpanita, northeast of Browning, and Turner went to winter hours on September 15th. The ports of Scobie, Morgan, and Opime in northeast Montana will continue to operate from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. through the winter. Montana has three ports of entry with Canada that operate at 24 hours, at Roosevelt north of Eureka, Sweetgrass north of Shelby, and Raymond north of Plentywood. At one time, CBP had designated Raymond to have its hours reduced, but dropped that idea in May, at least temporarily, after pressure from Montana's congressional delegation. Lynn Hurst with CBP Public Affairs said Raymond remains a 24-hour port, but is still being evaluated, as are all ports of entry between Montana and Canada. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson.
More Montana news on our website at mtpr.org.